opportunity to be in his house.
Amen, that's right.
Sister Janet sang that song and it was sweet.
Amen.
Roll back the curtain,
yeah,
of memory now and then. Show me where you brought
that's
me from.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Boy, I tell you what, sometimes it's good to go back and look, isn't it?
Amen.
Sometimes it's good to go back and look and see where he brought us from and where we might have been had he not come and changed us and made a new creation in us. What a joy it is tonight to be able to, thank you, sweetheart. What a joy it is tonight to be able to be thankful for what God has done for me. Amen. Boy, I tell you, it's good. I preached today. God gave us a message, and people, I believe, were standing in the balances. I believe that there was a decision that needed to be made, but they made it. They made a decision. If God spoke, they made a decision. They made a decision to go on away, I guess, today. But one thing for sure, every decision we make is important. Especially those that when God puts the question to us. Amen. Now that's the most important question and decision that we'll ever make. It's when God calls. You know, I could call you all day. It wouldn't mean anything. But boy, I tell you, when the Spirit of the Lord gets in there and he begins to knock at your heart and begins to call on you, that makes a difference. And the decision you make at that time is the most important decision that you'll make in this whole life. Did you know that? Now, we may make a lot of decisions, but let me tell you, that's the greatest one that anyone ever made if he chose the right one. Amen? If he chose the wrong one, it's sad. And let me tell you, there's many choosing the wrong one. But tonight, God has laid on my heart. Now, the character of the new man. What about that now? Now see, when God saves us, we become a new man. We become a new person. We become a new creation. Praise God tonight. We are not the same old guy we was, Sister Janet. I like to go back and look at it. Don't you? I like to go back and look to see where I came from. Amen. And praise God, I like to see where I am. I'm glad where I am tonight. I'm glad that I know the Jesus that saved me from my sin. And boy, I'm glad that I can look and see him on every side. I tell you what, God is around us tonight. Old Job said, you pray for us. I don't know how far we'll be able to go with this, but God knows everything. But Job, you know, he was a man, and God, Satan come along, and he told God, he said, why, you build a hedge around him. You fenced him in. Well, aren't you glad tonight that God fenced you in when he saved your soul and made you a fit subject for heaven? Boy, I'm glad that he fenced me in, and Satan cannot get there tonight, folks. Satan can't get through God's fence. Amen. Now, the devil's built a lot of fences, and God tears them down. Did you know that?
Amen.
But when God builds one, Satan can't tear it down. I'm glad of that, aren't you? There's many walls in the Word of God that Satan built. And yes, Satan will build a one around our lost people. And boy, they can't tear it down. But God can. God can. God can tear it down. I'm glad of that, aren't you? I'm glad that God is able to tear down those walls that Satan has put up. But when God builds one, it's there to stay. Amen? Yes, sir. The new character. The new. When we're saved, God puts something new in us. God makes a way for us. I'm glad tonight that he does. I'm so glad that God is in the arrangements.
Amen.
If God is not in the arrangement, we wouldn't be no good anyway, would we?
That's right.
But I'm glad tonight that we are. I'm going to read some scripture in a couple places. Don't know if we'll stand before you long or not, but I want to do what God would have us to do. Character of the New Man. That's the title. That's the topic of the page on my Bible here, what I'm reading. I'm in the fourth chapter of Colossians. I'm going to read a few verses of scripture here, and then we'll go over to another place and read a few more scripture. Pray for us. I don't feel very good tonight. The devil's trying to hinder me. But God is able. Pray for me. And God will just take care of it. On after a while, I'm going to get it, and I'm going home. It may be sooner than we think sometimes, but God knows everything. He's when he's ready for us, we're going. Amen.
Amen.
Fourth chapter. It says, Master, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. That's in the fourth chapter of Colossians, first verse. You find it? Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Withal praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mysteries of Christ. The mysteries of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Did you know this is the mystery of God, mystery of Christ? Did you know the world cannot get this? Did you know the world cannot get this book? It's got to be preached through the power of God. And God gives it to his people. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Redeeming the time. Walk in wisdom toward those that are without. Let your speech be always with grace. Listen to that. Seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my state, well, I'm going to quit reading right there. To answer every man as ye ought to answer every man. Now I want to go over in the 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, and read a couple more verses over here. 2 Peter, 3rd chapter, and 17, reads like this. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Listen to this last verse. Now I want you to listen to this. But grow in grace.
Amen.
And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Grow in grace and knowledge and wisdom. You can be seated. Thank you. Growing up in the Lord. Growing up in the Lord. Did you know when the Lord saves us, we're just like that little baby back there. How sweet and wonderful, innocent, good. When God saves us, we are babies in Christ. We need someone to help us, don't we? We need someone to love us, someone to feed us, someone to care for us, someone to watch out for us, someone to make a way for us. And I'm glad of that tonight. I'm glad that we are like that. We are in a battle. God expects us to grow. Did you know that? I don't know how much preaching we'll do, but we'll do what God wants us to do. God expects us to grow. And the only way that God will purge us and bless us to grow is when we surrender everything to Him. Did you know that? And you know there is no growth for a Christian out here in this world? There's no growth in it out here in this world for God's people. Yes, there's many things out there that will belittle us and hinder us and draw us. There's many things out there that Satan is throwing at us and makes us think that we've just got to have these things. Amen? But folks, we can't grow in the things of the world. God said, I want you to put yourself in the will of God. And when we can do that, when we can get where God wants us to be, and we begin to look around and see how that God is really in the arrangements. Amen. Boy, let me tell you something. You know what He said He'd do? He would feed us. Amen. You take a little child, a little baby, it may cry. It knows it needs something, but it's up to us to take care of it. Amen. Well, that's the way God is. God has got an attentive ear. He's listening at all times. And His children, don't you ever doubt it. He's listening to hear our cry and our needs. And I'll tell you something tonight, folks. I believe that He's the best parent that's ever been. I believe He's the best father that's ever been. I believe the church is the greatest mother that's ever been. I believe that God is able to give us what we need. But we must learn to grow in grace and knowledge and wisdom of the truth. Folks, and how we do that is not within ourselves. But God has set forth a plan for every one of His children that we may eat. And I'm glad He said to us, He said, my table is spread. I've killed the fatted calf. The lamb is ready. He said, I've made everything ready. And He said, now all I ask you to do is to come and repent of it. I come and eat of it. I praise God tonight. I come and eat that you may gain strength and that you might be and that a good soldier in the way of God. And folks, tonight, I believe with all my heart, God will feed His children. And He will take care of His children, and He will bless His children. Growing up in the Lord. Did you know that a lot of people go through life and they're Christians? They're Christians. They got saved, but they thought that was all there was to it. Let me tell you something tonight, folks. Getting saved is not all we are to it. Getting saved is what God gives us and starts us out and puts us in His will and in His way. And He gives us that great salvation and that great spirit that lives within us. When He made that call and I surrendered, I said, here I am, Lord, take me. And you remember the old prophet Isaiah, he was just a kid, but God called him, and Isaiah said, Isaiah said, I'm not able to do that. Let me tell you what God says, that you're able to do it. You're able to do it. He said, Isaiah, did I not know you before you were ever born? Did I not sanctify you when you were still in the womb? Did I not bring you forth? And boy, let me tell you something. God is able to do above beyond anything that we can imagine, because God wants us to grow up in His will, in His love, and be strong and steadfast and unmovable. That's God. God wants us to do that. Woo! Praise the Lord. Boy, I feel good. When the Spirit of the Lord comes along, I feel good all over more than anywhere else. God's way is good, isn't it? Growing up in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. As I said, you can't grow up in God out there. Growing up in God is worshiping and praising and studying and meditating and depending on Him and letting our faith grow and letting us get stronger each day of our life. And now look at these kids. Sean and Jessica's got two of the prettiest ones. I just love both of them. They're so great. All of you kids, you know, I tell you, I'm so proud of parents that is living the right life and doing the right things. Yes, I am. Because let me tell you something, folks. Satan is trying every way there is to destroy your kids. We need to grow up. Amen. We need to grow up in the love and admonition of the Lord. We don't need to be babies all the time. You remember the old man of God said, he said it like this: when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I act like a child, I talk like a child, I was mean as a child, I was arrogant, whatever he could have said. But he said, when I grew up, growing up in the will of God, when I grew up, he said, what did he say? He said, I put away childish things and put away those things that would belittle me and cause me to look like a weakling. Praise God, I have grown up. When I grow up in the Lord, I will put away all those things that look like a child, and I'll be strong, and I'll be an example setter, and I'll walk, and I'll talk about the way of God, and I won't depart the way of Calvary above everything else, because that's where God wants me and you to be. It's grown up in the way of God. Yes, there is many, many of God's people that is still babes. And the Bible says so. He said they are looking still for milk. If you take the bottle away from them, they don't know what to do. Sister Janet, they're still wanting somebody just to put the bottle in their mouth and a pacifier and keep them quiet. Let me tell you something, that's not what God wants His children to be. That God wants us. He said, get off of the milk. Amen. You know what He said, Dad? He said, get off of the milk. You're no longer babies. It's not sufficient. It won't give you what you need. He said, but I want you to get on the meat. Praise God tonight. I want you to get on the meat and that of the gospel where that you can get strong and you can grow up and you can have and that of resistance and that to the devil. Did you know when you are just on milk alone, did you know you don't have very good resistance against Satan? Yeah, you're weak, you're malnutrition, and you don't have strength to fight. God wants us to grow up. I want to take my time. When the Spirit comes along, I don't have no time. Amen. When the Spirit comes along, I don't have no time. I can't figure out any time. How the Lord is better than I am. Amen. I'm not anything, but I want to be a mouthpiece for Him. That's what He called me to be. He said, I want you to be a mouthpiece. Don't try to do it. Don't try to do it on your own. Boy, you didn't have to tell me that. I know they couldn't. I rejected him. I told him, God, I can't do it. I know I can't do it. Finally, he said, well, I know you can't. That's what I want you to know, that you can't. But I'll tell you one thing. God's called you, and He is able to do what's necessary. Growing up, I didn't know where God would take us tonight. I prayed all afternoon, went into my closet and prayed. Lord, this me and God. Martha, she hears me a lot. She said, I say, she'll hear me in there, boy. I'm talking to the Lord. She'll come by. She never disturbs. She never says anything. But I'll say something after a while. She say, yeah, I heard you. I heard you in there praying. I know where you are. She'll come looking for me sometimes. And she'll hear the prayer going up. She'll just go all the way. I was concerned about you, but praise God, I know where you were. When I heard it coming out of that closet, I go in and shut the door. I'm just me and the Lord. And boy, you talk about getting close to the Lord. And folks, I can pray. Praise God tonight. I can pray. Praise God tonight. I can see the answers. God answers our prayers. And I thank him for it. Growing up, learning to stand when the way is tough. Learning to stand when the road is rough. Learning to stand when Satan is belittling you and trying to tear you down. Let me tell you something. That's when the going gets tough. The tough get going. We don't get going on ourselves. We get going in the prayer room. And we get going, and that was Jesus. Where our strength and our growth and everything that we need is there. Amen. Amen. Growing up in the Lord. Did you know there's not many old-time preachers left? Did you know that? Have you noticed that around? There's not many old-time preachers left. Boy, the ones I grew up, the ones I grew up listening to and praising God with, there's not any left. I'm the only one left around, nearly, in that category. But I still praise God. And after a while, guess what? I'm going to see them on the other side. They left here preaching and praying and singing and shouting the praises of God. They had grown up. Did you know when we get full grown, God is going to take us on?
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't that a wonderful thought? When we get full grown, when we get ripe, ready, God is going to come and get us, Sister Janet. You said you'd like to be here when he comes back, splits the eastern sky. You know, I have that same kind of thought. But one thing, sure, we're going to see it, whether we're dead or alive, whether we're in the grave or not. I tell you, if we're in the grave, you know what? We're going to see it just the same, brother. We're going to come out of there. He said we would. And I believe it, don't you? God is good. You know, y'all know I have a problem with this sinus and nose and all this stuff. You know, Satan tried to tell me, you're a fool. He said, you get up in front of the people and have to blow your nose and tears are rolling and all this stuff. Well, you look like an idiot. I said, Satan, you know, Satan almost got me to say, okay, I agree with you. Then God come along. God come along. He said, I don't want you to be proud. That's right. I thought I was something when I was young. He said, I'll fix you, old boy. I'll make you to where you're ashamed of yourself. And then I'll take you and use you for the upbuilding of my kingdom. I praise God. Sometimes I get ashamed of myself, what I have to do. But then I think it's all in God's will. It's all in God's plan. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep seeing people saved. Amen. I praise God. Boy, I wish I was as strong as I used to be. Sometimes I wish I was. I get calls to come in revivals, but you know what? Many times I'm just not able to go. Brother, how are we getting old? This old body's wearing out. But I want to wear it out for God, don't you? I want to wear it out growing up. Amen? That's what I want to do, growing up. Now, there's many things that we can learn as we grow up. Did you know that? There's many things that we can learn as we go. As we're growing up and knowing, beware. You read that scripture that I said. He said, beware. He said, beware, lest that evil one would come and break you away from your steadfastness. Did you know it doesn't matter how big we get in the Lord? It doesn't matter how much God has purged us. Did you know that Satan is still right there buffeting us? Satan is still walking up and down and saying, how that preacher over there, how that deacon over there, that lay member over there, that songer, that singer right there, that Sunday school teacher, I want to get a hold of him. Yeah, that's Satan's plan.
Yes, it is.
Did you know when Satan gets you in his sifter, he'll make you feel so little that you'll go right through the sifter. Yeah, Satan can do that. Did you know that? He told one of the old prophets, he said, hey, I want to sift you. I want to bring you down. I'm going to get you down to where you'll just fall through the sifter. Amen. Y'all know what a sifter is. Praise God tonight. Boy, let me tell you something. We ought to be rocks. We ought to be stones. We ought to be something that will not go through the sifter of Satan. We ought to be steadfast and unmovable. I let him shake all he wants to. And praise God, if we'll just depend on God, Sister Janet, we'll just get bigger. And we'll overweigh him and his sister and his sifter. Will he have to put it aside? He say, this guy ain't going through. I'm going to have to let him go. And then when we turn loose in the will of God, boy, let me tell you something. He'll never quit. Satan never quits. Did you know that? Oh, yeah, Satan never quits. He wants to keep on until God takes us out of here. Well, I read this book. Sister Harold, Brother Harold, I read this book, and there's stories in this book that I just can't, I mean, it's just hard to understand. There's places in this book where God's people, oh, were so great. The Bible said, John the Baptist said never a man been born of the Lord greater than him. Did you know that? That's what the Bible said about y'all know John. John was a great man of God, wasn't he? John preached the gospel. He preached repentance. He was the forerunner of Christ himself. He come baptizing. Amen. Praise God. And you know what? He even got to baptize the Son of God. Down there in the river of Jordan. Yeah, he baptized him in the water. And he told Jesus, he said, oh, I need to be baptized.
That's
more than you and me. But Jesus did it for a reason. Jesus said, I'm the Son of God. And he said, when you become a child of God, you ought to go into the water baptism and come out with the spirit of the dove on you, letting people know who you are, what you are, and where you've been. Praise God, Jesus went in there and he came out, and the spirit of God came out. Have you ever seen a baptism? That's baptismal service where they come out of the water shouting and praising God. Let me tell you something. God is real.
Amen.
We need to grow up. We need to grow up in the Lord. You can fall from your steadfastness. Did you know that? You can't fall from your salvation. You can't be lost again, but you can fall from your steadfastness. That's what he said. He said, be steadfast and unmovable. But he said, be careful and be watchful. You can fall from your steadfastness. You know, I believe many of God's people have not grown up enough, but what Satan has caused them to fall from their steadfastness. They don't even, the Bible says that some of them have gone so far that they forget this. But he said, be careful. Watch out. You're not exempt. Child of God, tonight, it doesn't matter what seat you sit in. It doesn't matter what title you hold. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the way. It doesn't matter how many sermons you've preached, how many songs you've sung, how many times you've shouted the praises of God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter any of that. Let me tell you something. Satan can still belittle us if we allow him to. We need to grow up. We need to be unmovable. We don't need to go through the sifter and that of Satan. We need to be beyond that. Amen?
Amen.
We need to be strong, steadfast, and unmovable. But be sure, Satan will try to belittle you. Did you know, if you look around in the day and time that we're living, and I'm sure that you have, if you're real up on the Lord and what's going on in the world a little bit, you know, I don't even like to watch the world news anymore because it upsets me something terrible. It does. Brother, when I get done watching that world news, I almost have to go to pray. Because, folks, it's bad. This world is bad. There is no steadfastness left much at all in this world that we're in today. And it upsets me something terrible. But did you know that the only hope that your kids have, that your friends have, that your neighbors have, is this little congregation? God's people. That's the only hope there is in this world. God's people. Satan is belittling us and shaking us and sifting us and getting us to lay our Bibles down, getting us to not even have a prayer closet. I don't know how many of you have a prayer closet. If you don't have one, build one. Amen? If you don't have one, get one. Amen? It doesn't matter where it's at, just dedicate it. Say, God, this is my prayer closet. This is my dedicated spot. This is where I'm going to come every day, God. And I guarantee you one thing. You'll find God will meet you there. Praise God tonight. Boy, when I go in there, I begin to talk about the requests you make and the different things that God gives on my heart when I'm in there. I begin to pray and I begin to feel the presence of God moving in that little closet with me. You know what? I get happy. I get glad. And you know what? I come out of there expecting and looking for the angel. God said, if you ask with faith believing, if you're dedicated, if you do what you're supposed to do, lay aside those things that Satan are using on our people. I know in many situations today, they say you just can't make it without it. Have you heard that expression? I just can't make it without it. I can see because they don't spend 5 minutes away from some gadget. Yeah. You say that's just the young people. No, it's not just the young people, James. Sometimes I'm in the doctor's office or in the hospital with somebody waiting or just visiting with them or something, and the first thing that old people do when they come in, they flip those things over. Yeah. Satan's sifting them. Satan's knocking them off their steadfastness. Yes, and how many times have you been in your prayer closet? What's that? What's that?
Happy one. That's right.
What is that? The old prophets and the men of God. You know, a lot of people tell me, preacher, I don't have time. I don't have time. I tell you what I do, preacher. When I'm driving down the road at about 80 miles an hour or 60 or whatever you want, I pray. You think you can pray like him? If you do. Now, if it's an emergency, God can hear your heart anyway. But don't make that your time to pray. Amen? You do, you're in trouble. That's all the time you got for God is when you're going 80 miles an hour and you got your mind on your job, you got your mind. may not want me to come back and preach for you tomorrow. That's okay. Wherever I go, I'm just the same. I don't change. I've been on the way a long time, been preaching for a long time. I don't change. It doesn't matter where I'm going. I was down in Tennessee a while back in a big church and preached down there, and I don't know if they'd ever heard it. I didn't know. I'd never been there before. Never been there. And I didn't know what they was expecting. I didn't have no idea. You know what? I told the preacher, I said, I'm just the same wherever I go. When I get up to preach, I'm going to preach. But they lied. Amen. They lied. They come after church and said, boy, we needed that. We needed that. God is good. God will bless. Satan wants to sift us. Satan wants to destroy us. Satan wants to discourage us. But we need to grow. This is the only presence. I'm going to try to come to a close. You know what you are in that church? You are Jesus Christ on earth. That's you're the only representative of God here on earth. It's you. That's right. There's no other organization on this earth that you can get saved in other than the Church of God. There's many out there claiming. Satan's got many faults. Satan's leading more people than surrendering to God. Why? Because it's what they want. See, salvation is conviction. People don't want to be convicted.
That's right.
If you don't get convicted, you can't be converted.
Amen.
If you don't know you're lost, you can't be saved.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't know you're a sinner, you can't be a Christian.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
So you got to know. Satan is saying, oh, you're all right. We need to grow up, church. We need to grow up. You say, well, one time a week's plenty. If one time a week was plenty, they wouldn't have three services. Look, one time a week's not plenty. Even three times a week's not plenty. Every day, God expects it of us. Yeah. Every day, God expects us of us. He expects us to be a light to this world. Do you want to be? Do you want to shine? Kids, they have it hard. You know, our kids are having it hard. They are. They're facing situations that I did not face. I faced situations when I was young, when I was in school. I faced situations I had to fight about every day to keep myself, going. And there was some that just wanted to bully everybody. It was rough old clothes, but skin would grow back. Them clothes was hard to come by back then. You know what I mean? Where I grew up, it was hard, but let me tell you something. They have it tougher than we do now. I see some of the stuff on the television where that our young people are committing suicide at a rate that's unbelievable. Have you noticed that? You know what that is? That's Satan. You know what's causing that? We haven't grown up. We haven't grown up. We're not teaching them right. Oh, does it break your heart when you go out in the public and you see these people that you can just see Satan all over them? See Satan all over them, and here they got two or three little kids, little dirty kids that ain't even taken care of, and ain't clean, and so nasty. So troubled, and you wonder, what in the world, Harold? I wonder this so much when I walk. I wonder what in the world is going to happen to those people. Their parents ain't grown up. Their parents don't know right and wrong. We're living in a sad time, folks. God bless you. I preach what God gave me. Thank you for your invitation. I thank you for your attention. I pray that something's been said that would cause us to get stronger in the Lord.
Amen.
So I'm going to turn it back over. You're going to have a song,
yeah.
One verse of a song. I don't know anybody's heart. Don't want to know anything other than know that you're saved.
44.
I don't need to know your business. I don't want to know your business. I got enough problems with my own. I don't need to know yours. It ain't none of my business. One thing I'm concerned about is if you're saved.
Yeah. Amen.
That's what I'm concerned about. That's what I preach for. That's what I work for. God said, I want you to grow up. I want you to get into my vineyard. I want you to go to work. I want you to do what I ask. And if you will, I'll bless.
Amen.
That's what he'll do. Let's stand. Have one verse of the song. You want to pray? You want to move up? You want to grow? Folks, growth is in this.
Yeah.
Growth is in dedication. Growth is in prayer. Growth is in living every day of your life for Jesus, for God. Did you know a lot of people think, if I'm out there, no one's safe? It doesn't matter where you are, there's an eye watching you. Someone you don't even know about, they're watching you. And if you're living the way you ought to, did you know what they'll see? They'll see why. I really like the character of that person. That's what the title was. Character of the new person. I like the character. I've seen people. I've met people on my journey through this life. Brother Harold, and I just looked at them and instantly I just love them. I can just see them as they get so much. But you just see the character of God. Just when you get saved, he said, come unto me every day as a child. Come unto me. Let me show you what I really can do. Amen. You know, I've been in circumstances that didn't look very great. She said, but the Lord said, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. You may laugh at this, but I'll tell you one thing. She didn't laugh at it. She said, we went on home. And she said, when we went up to the door, that storm door, in front of the other door. And she said, when I opened that storm door, and unlocked the other door, she said, there lay the loaf of bread. You know what? She would tell that and shout. Because she grew up. Let me tell you. teaching on faith, and he done a good job. You got a good Sunday school teacher, church. Let me tell you that. He's spiritual. And he understands the spiritual side of this book. If you're not coming to Sunday school, get in here. Get in here with him. He'll let you talk. He'll let you give your expression. He'll let you give what God has given you. But he'll also give you what God gives him. I encourage you. Come. Get involved in your Sunday school. Grow up. That's part of growing up. God bless you. I love God. I could go on all night.